Okay, today's daf is Psachim, daf Ayin Gimel. Ayin Gimel, the last daf in Perek Elu Dvarim, in the sixth Perek of Psachim. And we'll talk about a sugya that comes up here on daf Ayin Gimel on Aleph, and that is really the nature and the essence of Karban Asham. Karban Asham, and its relationship to other Karbanos. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav says, in the middle of Ayin Gimel on Aleph, Asham Shenitak L'Ri'iyah. In Asham Shenitak L'Ri'iyah. What does that mean? In Asham, that something happened to its connection with the Bailim, and therefore, it can no longer be offered as an asham. We'll talk about why. Shanita klariya, that were you cut it off and sent it to graze in the field in order to get amum and vishachto stam, and then you shechted it stam without any kavan in mind. Kasher la'ola, that it's kasher for an ola, even if you didn't specify that you were shechting it or l'shem ola, or that you sent it out to graze in order to become an ola. Amaksav lo bayakira, the Gemara goes into, that doesn't this prove that you don't have to be oker the name of the asham? What exactly is going on here? So again, those who we've seen the Gemara, so this is the Mishnah in Meseches Temura. The Gemara quotes it right here. Asham Shemesu Bailov on his Kapru Bailov, an Asham whose owner has died or it was lost, and therefore the owner used a different animal, and then you found the first one. Yirech Yistai V'Yimacher V'Yiplu Dam of Ledava. So you have to wait, send it till it grazes and it gets a mum, and then use the money that you get by selling it to bring a carbon, to bring a carbon ola. Rabbi Elazar argues on all this. He says, Yamus, Asham is always like Chantos exactly. Rabbi Yeshua says, Yimachav Yavi V'Dava Ola. Same kind of thing as the Tanakama. The difference between is a Yachid versus a Tzibur. Okay, but that's all the background. So let's talk about this for a little bit. So the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Temura on Daf Chaf Aleph that there are halachos of Chatos Mesos and the parallel halacha of what you do with a carbon asham in that regard. So the Mishnah tells us in Temura on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, the beginning of Perek Vlad Chatos, that there are five types of Karbanos Chatos, that if one of these events happen, those Chatos have to be left to die. That's the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Vlad, the abbreviation, the Rosh Tevis is Vitimna. Vitimna, those five letters, stand for Vlad Chatos. Right? The Vlad of Chatos is a female, so a Chatos has a baby. Temuras Chatos, somebody is Meimir on the Chatos. They try to switch an animal with a chatas, and now you have two. The halacha is vayahu ismaraso yekodesh. So you have an extra carbon. The chatas shemesu baaleha. Again, a chatas that whose owner died before you got to bring it as a carbon. Yamu. So all these three have to be left to die. Avra shnasa. Avra shnasa. The chatas got too old to be offered. Or nimse avda v'nimse is baalas mum. If it was lost, or nimbalamu, that's a different one, but niskapru baleha ba'acher, right? That's the continuation. The bailim, it was lost, and then you used the bailim, used a different one, then you found the first one. So all those are called the chatos mesos. And halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, that those five have to be left to die, and that's it. So says the Gemara, though, on daf chaf aleph, a little bit later there, but also we'll read it from a couple of daf earlier, right? The halacha on daf yud ches amud aleph says the Gemara there, kol shebachatos mesa ba'asham roe. That is the top line of yud ches amud aleph in Temura. All these five chatos, the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, by chatos is that they should die. By asham, if, again, the asham was lost and the owner was chaper with another, or it got too old, or it, you know, the owner died, whatever it is, those five, chatos, mesos, kol shebachatos mesa, ba'asham roa, you have to send it to graze, and once it gets a mum, you sell the animal, and the proceeds go for a karban ola. So that's the halacha that we know, kol shebachatos mesa, ba'asham roa. The question is, and this is what our Gemara discusses, is that when the asham is sent out to graze, and then you bring with its proceeds, after it gets a mum, a karban ola, how does that work? Usually a carbon is one type of carbon, and then you have to sell it, use the proceeds for that carbon. Remember the Mishnayis and Mesech HaShkalim, Moser Ola La Ola, Moser Nazir La Nazir, or La Osa Nazir, but all different Mishnayis there. So here, somehow, it switches to be an Ola. So the question is, the Gemara says, Bo Yakira or Lo Bo Yakira? Right? Do you have to have the Ola in mind or not? Does it need an Akira? How natural of a transition is it to go from an asher to an olah. This is almost unique amongst karbanos, that one karban could kind of switch and become the basis for another karban. We have, as we have been talking about in these dafim, the shlamim Pesach connection, but that's not as extreme, because really Pesach is a kind of shlamim. There are shlamims that are Pesach and Meiser and Bechar. There's all specific, not exactly a classic shlamim, but it has a shlamim tendencies, and therefore we know a Pesach shlo bismano is considered a shlamim. And, you know, Pesach is only for a limited amount of time on Erev Pesach. So they have an overlap. But here an Asham is always an Asham. So how did it switch to Ola? And what's the connection between an Asham and an Ola? And there is a Machlokas we show him right here, also part of the introduction, whether the concept of Nituk is a Dinda Oraisa or not. Right, the Gemara talks about Ashem shen nitak l'ri'iya. Once, let's say, the Ashem's owner dies, so I sent it out to graze. So I have to be menatik. What does menatik mean? That's a good question. There are different formulations in the Rishonim, even within Rashi. What does it mean menatik? Do I have to declare I am sending this out to graze to become, to get a mum? Rashi's lashon in Zvachim and Dafei. L'ri'iya, sha'amru lo bezdin, hotzi'u v'yira. Bezdin says, send it out, and it shall grace. Right? Other Lashonas are just, no, you have to actively send it without Bezdin saying anything. You have to verbalize, not verbalize. Either way, you have to do something. Something, be menatik it. So is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? That you have to actually do something. So Rashi is Vachim Dafe, Menachas Dav Dalet, Ala Torah, in Perek Zayin of Vayikra. Without Nituk, it is still an Asham. One needs to be Oker Shmo actively. And again, give it to the shepherd. Have Bezdin announce it. But that's Rashi Shita. Rashi says you have to be menatik it actively. I'll read it from Vayikra. Rashi says here, in Parshas Tzav, Asham hu, Perek Zayin Pasukei, v'hikter osam ha-kohen ha-mizbecha, ishel Hashem, Asham hu. Ishel Hashem, it is an Asham. Right, that's in Perek Zayin. Zos Torah ha-Asham. Remember, Parshas Vayikra goes through all the Karbanos, and Parshas Sav goes through the Karbanos again, but as the Rabban says, more from a perspective from the Kohen. So Asham hu, it is an Asham. What's that emphasis? Ad shi natik shmo mimenu. Unless you're menatek shmo, li made al asham shemesu bailav, to teach me an asham whose owner died, oshin is kaipru bailav, or the owner was in skyper with another karban. Af al pisha omed lios damav ola leketsa mizbeach. Even though it is omed to, if it gets a mum, its money, its proceeds will be used to bring a karban ola. Im shachtu stam, if you shachted it stam, without being menatek it, without changing it somehow to an ola, eno kasha la ola. Kodem shita klariya. It's not kosher to be an ola. V'meino balalamed ala asham shehe paso shalol lishmo. And it's not coming to teach me asham shalol lishmo. That's something else. But that's Rashi. That's Rashi. Meaning, shachtu stam without nituk is not going to change it. But if you look in Rabbeinu Tam in a few places, including right here, Rabbeinu Tam holds that mida oraisa, it automatically becomes the potential to be an ola. The halacha Moshe Misinai is really kol shebechatas mesa ba'asham yikrav ola. Unbelievable. The animal itself can be brought as a carbon ola on a daraisa level, right? Once it loses its connection to the sin, it loses the owner. The owner does kaper ba'acher. Midrabanan, we don't want to do that because then people are going to think that you can bring an ola, bring an asham for an ola even without the these events happening. But that's the din daraisa. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos says that right here. Kol ikar re'iya midrabanan. All of re'iya. To midaraisa lo tzarech re'iya klal. Midaraisa, you don't need any type of re'iya, says Tosfos. Ulahachi kamar alma lo ba yakira. Right, and then the continues. And Tosfos says this also in Meseches Vachim on Daf Heyam Abayz. The Gemara talks about it. Mashmahacha dinitak re'iya daraisa. It sounds like there in that Gemara that nitak is daraisa. It says nitak in lo nitak lo. V'tema. Dibipsachim besofe ludvarim ar Gemara mashmatavim midrabanan. Dibifarish Hashem dafka shachtu stam di'evet. If you shechted it stam. Aval chadchilo lo, lachadchilo, you should not shechted stam. Gezeira la'achar kapara adu lefnei kapara. V'lo ka'amar gezeira la'achar nitak adu kodim nitak. It talks about it in the next line of the Gemara, right? The difference is the gzeira mishum la'achar kapara v'nei kapara, but not regarding nituk. V'yesh lomer b'hava yaso yehei kodem kapara v'chulu. Rabbeinu Tam lo garis ka nitak in lo nitak lo. Rabbeinu Tam is not goris it. Why? Because Nituk is a didrabanan. And when it says Bahava Yaso Yehe Pierce Bahava Yaso Masha Sofo Leos Leos Ola Shesofi Omilakah. And then he has this amazing line, Vhi Gemiri Hachi Gemiri, Kosha Bahadas Besa Baasham Yikrabla. Deriya derabanan hi. The whole concept of sending it out to get a mum is a din derabanan, because you don't want to be confused with offering this as a carbon ola if really the bailam were not mischaper ba'acher. So machlok as we showed him. So according to Rabbi Tam, it's an amazing, it's a smooth transition. An asham becomes an ola. Right? How does that happen? How does that happen on a daraisa level? On a derabanan level, you can't. You have to wait till it gets a mum and bring the with the money. You have to bring a carbon ola. But how are we supposed to understand? And even according to Rashi, you're allowed to be menatik. You can't be menatik any other karban. So this is a major issue. So just by way of another introduction, we have two extreme types of karbanos. And that is chatas and ola. The Gemara in Zvachim and Dav Zayin says that chatas and ola serve two different functions. Right, the Gemara says in the name of Rava, on Dav Zayin, Amar Rava, ola doronhu. Ola is a doron. Ola is a present. It is not ba lechaper as the chatas is, but it is a doron. It's a present. So the Gemara says, the Gemara continues, chatas lama ba lechaper ela lama ba lefnei ola. Why, if you have to bring a chatas and an ola, does the chatas come first? Because it's two different functions. Leproklet shenichnas. It's like a melitz tov, Rashi says. It's like a defense attorney. It's somebody that says good things about you. Ritza proklet, once you went in and buttered up the king and to apologize for your faults, nichnas doron acharav, then the doron could come afterwards. So a chatas is the removal, the mechaper, and the ola seems to be not. Is not. Ola is daron. So let's talk about a chatas. A chatas is pure, it's a kapara on the Maisa Avera, right? All of the list of the first Mishnah Maseches Krisos. It needs the sin to be mechaper. If it's not connected to the sin, it loses its status and it's pasal, right? It's the first Mishnah in Zvachim. A chatas, shalol lishma, is pasal. Unlike other karbanos, which are kasher, they just don't fulfill the chiv of the owner. But the chatas existence is based on the fact that it's mechaper for the chait. It has the most extensive halachas of Zrikas Hadam, because Zrikas Hadam brings the kapara, and therefore, the chatas is the only one you have to do on all four corners of the Mizbeach. It's on the corners on top, unlike all the other karbanos. It's above the Chut HaSikra, obviously if it's on the corners. The Kohen has to stick his finger in each time. He has to dip his finger into the blood and apply it to the Mizbeach. It's not just through Shvicha, it's the spilling it, but it's Zrika, it's actually sprinkling it. There's a special status to the Dam, right, of the Chatas. The Dam Chatas touches something that it's Makadishit. That's the Perek later on in Zvachim. Perek Dam Chatas. So it is the Mechaper, it is the Proklet. That is the Chatas. Ola is on the other side. Ola, the Gemara says in Zvachim, Adaf Yud, is not Mechaper, right? It's a Doron, right? It's a Doron, it's a present. It's just Ritzui of the Gavra. It brings me close to Hashem in not focusing on a chay. Yeah, it does the bimachaper on bitul aseis, the Gemara says, but biikaron, you know, that's, you didn't violate something by a bitul asei. It's more of just bringing myself close to Hashem, says Rashi, on the Zvachim Dav Zayin, Olo Daroni, Eina ba lechaper al asei kapara mamish, ela achar shekipra hatshuva al haasei. Really, tshuva solves the bitul asei problem. So then what does the Ola do? He ba lahakbalas panim. It comes to find favor in the king. Again, ka'adam, shesarach ma'melach v'yitzuai de praklita, k'shua l'hak v'padav, maybe deram b'yadus. You bring a present, after you've, fixed your faults, you bring a present. Rabbeinu Yonah also discusses this in the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva in Shar Dalet. Shar Dalet, towards the end, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Shar Dalet os vav. He talks about the different types of aveiros and different tshuvas that one has to do for them. So then he says, even though really your sin was fixed and forgiven with tshuva, acha ola tosif al kaparaso. The ola adds on. The yosif lehisratzos ba el Hashem yisbarach. When I bring an ola, which generally is a nedava, right? For a yachid, when is a yachid ever have to bring an ola? That's just ritzui. That's ritzui, a doron to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's, and therefore the carbon ola, you know, the Zrikos are very different, right, for an Ola, right? The Zrikos are different. You have a Shtayim Shein Arba, right? You only have two. You have it under the Chuta Sikra. You don't have it on top. So a Karban Ola, the Zrikos are not as extensive and comprehensive. So you have Chatosh, which has a focus on Kapara. You have Ola, which doesn't. It's the opposite. It's a Doron. It's a present. What about Asham? What about Asham? That's the question. Mitzad Echad, it's like Chatos. It's Baal Chet. The Gemara often puts them together. Asham Echadas, Baal Chet. The times of eating in Asham Echadas are the same, right? You have day and night. It's not Ba Ben Edom and Adava. You can't volunteer to bring a Chatas. You can't volunteer to bring an Asham. The Ramban has a line that's, again, only appreciated if one is focusing on this sugya in Parshas Naso, the last Ramban of Parshas Naso, where we know the end of Parshas Naso talks all about the karbonos that were brought for the Chanukah as Mizbeach, and every carbon was brought there in order to be mechanech for the Mizbeach in that way. A chatas was brought, an ola was brought, a carbon mincha was brought, the ketores was brought, right, by every nasi. So the Ramban says, chincho anasiyim es Mizbeach b'chol haminim akrevim alav. With every min, alkei nevio mincha v'ketores v'ola v'chatas v'shlamim. The haktores v'achatas harasha. Right, usually you can't volunteer to bring ketores or chatas. They were harasha, says the Ramban. She'ein abam in adava. Right? They're not ben adava. So that was our Rasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just this time, you have to bring it. Avala hashlim b'chanukah, kol ha-karbonos nasakein. But to make sure it was complete, ki ein Yisrael makrivim zulasi elu karbonos bilvad. These are all the karbonos. Chatas, ola, shlamim, ktores, mincha. Right? That's the, that's all. And then the Rabban adds, what about Asham? Asham's not on delay to bring an Asham. Says the Rabban, ki achatas v'ha Asham, Dover echad v'shem echad hu. The Torah achas lohem. Right? It's shem echad. Right? Even though, right, the Rabbi Shavel points out, even though mechulak and bezrika, but the Eved, if you bring one, is okay. But it's not lechadchila. V'yine Hashem and Echbad is kim al das and nasi and v'tziva nasi echad liyom ekrivu lefichach v'chulu she maybe it's a mitzvah ledoros, that whenever you mechadech habeis amigdash, you have to bring all of this. But that's the Ramban, right? It's shem echad v'torah achas. So on the one hand, Hashem is like chatas. But on the other hand, in a major way, it's like Ola, meaning all the dine zrika are like Ola. In Hashem is shtayim shehin arba, the two opposite corners of the Mizbeach, diagonally, and is undone on the bottom, the lower half of the Mizbeach, lamata michot ha-sikra, and an Asham is also a male, ba-zachar, like an Ola, unlike a Chatas, which is Nekeva. So the question is, what is the relationship? Again, Karbanos, in terms of the conceptual analysis, Chatas and Ola are two extremes, where does Asham fit in? So the Gemara tells us, in the Mishnah tells us, in Zvachim Adaf Peites, where the Gemara talks about Kedima, Perek Kalatadir, right? We have different karbanos to bring. What goes first? So the Mishnah says, Kalatadir mechavero, kodem eschavero, kalamakudish mechavero, kodem eschavero. Then it goes through different details. So dam chatos kodem o dam ola. The Mishnah says, dam chatos, if you have dam chatos to sprinkle and dam ola to sprinkle, right? They're both, Rashi says, they're both shachet in front of you. They're both omidli zarek. So then chatos goes first. Mibnei shehu miratze. Because it is meratze. Meratze here means machaper. It's machaper on chayvei krisus. So hitzrach ritzui gadol. So that's why chatos goes before ola, because it is meratze. Later on, says the Gemara, chatos goes before asham also. Why? So here, maybe you can't say mechaper or meratze, because an asham is also meratze. So says the Gemara, mepnei shedama nitan ledalad kronos al hayisod. Right, because the chatos has four sprinklings, and the Asham only has two sprinklings, as we said. The Shita Mekubetzes here says that it can't say by compared to Asham ala Maratze, because Asham nami Maratze. So that's why Chadas goes before Ola, because it's Maratze. Chadas goes before Asham, because it has four sprinklings. The problem is the Hemshacha Mishnah. The Mishnah says Asham goes before Toda and El Nazir. What should the Mishnah say? The Asham goes before because it's Mechaper, right? But it doesn't say that. Bepneishu Kachi Kachim. Asham goes before Toda and El Nazir, because of Kachi Kachim. Why doesn't it say because it's Mechaper? Right? It is Mechaper. That's why the Rishonim said before that the Chatas compared to Asham, it doesn't say that a Chatas is Mechaper, because they're both. So Rabbi Kiva Yegar Mishnah, you say Chatas is Meratze Yoser than an Asham. But it sounds like it is Meratze at all. So why does the Hemshacha Mishnah not say Meratze? Or we continue. The Gemara in the next Amud, Pei Tesma Beis. The Gemara talks about, what if you have an Ola and an Asham? What goes first? Dam Ola v'dam Asham. Ezebim kodem, dam ola kodem. Why? Dekasi mikoach kalil, because dam ola is totally burned on the mizbeach, that gives it a certain level of kedusha. Or dam asham kodem. Why? Why should a dam asham come before ola? There's two different gersos. So if we don't read the parentheses, di mechaper. It's mechaper. Okay, it's mechaper. That fits. Right? What's the Sfas Emes even wonders? What was the whole Shaila? If it's Mechaper, that goes first. Like the Mishnah says, Chatas Kodem La'ola. If it's Mechaper. So it's only a little Mechaper. It's not as much Mechaper as Chatas. Right? Also, how do you understand that? Or if you look in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins here, amazing, not so common, that this is the case. The Rambam says that Chatas goes before Ola because it's Mechaper. Fine. Dam Perek Tzvidin. Perek Tesalach Hey. Dam Chatas Kodem La'am Ola B'reisha Dam Chatas Mechaper. What about Dam Chatas and Dam Ola and Dam Asham? Eze Sheyirtze Yaktim. Whichever one. Dam Ola and Dam Asham, Eze Yirtze Yaktim. Ola because it's Khalil, and Chatas and Asham because it's Bechaper. So the Nosei Kelim here are bothered. The Radvaz, the Kesef Mishnah. I don't know, how is this any bayah de lo ifshita? Well, if he's a mashma de bayah ifshita, Rabbeinu de mashma midvar of de lo ifshita, efshar shalo haya goris haideka. Okay, the radvaz. V'kiva de lo machaper al chayvi krisis lo chamir kidam chatos. It's machaper, the asha, but not as much. U'mishamachi misafkali dilma dama ola kodam. What exactly is going on here? So maybe part of the secret is this girsa here. The Gemara says Asham is one dirish is mechaper. If you read the parentheses and the Shita Mekubet says de kaasi mikoach mechaper, it comes from a mechaper. De kaasi mikoach mechaper. What does that mean? So maybe one could suggest that chatas is a focus on and it wipes away the specific chait that's involved. That's what chatas does, right? Certain averus. Asham, yes. The certain averus, it comes for certain averus, which we're not going to go into now, why dafka those, then Nitziv talks about why dafka these, but the asham, it starts off as one specific chait, for me'ila, for gezelos, for the other, you know, shivcha charufa, but then it expands and goes and becomes kaparas agavra, similar to what Ritzui Ola does. It bridges the two worlds. Chatas focuses just on this chait. Asham bridges the Torah. That's why it's somewhere in the middle. It's mechaper, but it's not the same type of specific erasing kapara of a specific chait, but it generalizes to become the kapara sagavra. And that's why within the world of Asham, again, this is fascinating, Asham Talui. Asham Talui is broad. If you're not sure if you did an Aveira, that's Mechayev HaChadosh or not. See, the Brig of Asham Talui, the Gemara says, Lahagein al Yisurim, to protect you in the meanwhile, until you know whether you did the Aveira or not. I mean, what does that mean? Meaning it's about protection of the Gavra. The Mishnah increases, even says, Daf Chafei, according to one of the Tanaim, you can be Misnadi Basham Talui B'chol Yom. You can't be Misnadi if something that's born a specific chait. It's more about the Ritzui HaGavra. That's what makes it in the middle. Right? It's even Halacha Lamaisa, the Torah and the Beis Yosef, talk about in Siman Aleph of Shulchan Aruch, whether you're supposed to say, we say the Parshas of the Karbonos every morning, and at the end of Ola, we say, Hiratzoki Lagrapti Ola, Hiratzoki Lagrapti Shlamim. You don't say that by Chatas. What about by Asham? So some say, yeah, you can say it by Asham because of Asham Tali. What do you mean Asham Tali? We don't paskin Mesnadi Vadam Asham Tali B'chol Yom. And what about the other Ashamos? Somehow Asham Tali is Megala something about the other Ashamos as well. So maybe this is all related to our Sugya of Nitak, right? Asham might have a natural flow towards Ola, according to Rabbi Tam for sure. Even according to Rashi, that it's Nitak is Daraisa, because it already has some Ola themes in it. It already has some Ola themes, and some Achronim say this. There's already Shem Ola in the Asham a little bit. You might even say it afterwards. Shem Mekubet says in Tumura, and Daf Yud Ches says two days, whether after Nituk, L'Shem Ashan would be a Shinui Hashem. Right? So even after it becomes an Ola, maybe it still has some Asham tendencies. Just like we said in the Argamara, even though while it's still an Asham, it might have some Ola tendencies. Either way, this is about the nature of carbon Asham. Again, the more we focus on Kadshim and Taurus, you know, there's Lumdis and appreciation there too. We just have to sometimes seek beneath the surface to get it. But again, this was a little bit about Karban Asham.